This grouping of silver objects includes some of the spectacular examples of early American silver in the Whitehorn House Museum collection. Silver is a precious metal that has been used for centuries for jewelry, coin, and for tableware, like the examples before you. But silver is also used in many other ways that impact our daily lives, from engines, electronics, batteries, solar technology, water purification systems, and even some medicines. And for those living in the British colonies of North America, the colonists, indigenous people, enslaved and free Africans, men and women, craftspeople, traders, consumers, apprentices, silver had a complex and intimate place in their lives. Silver has shiny luminescence that, when polished, attracts light and gleams. Although often shiny and beautiful, silver also tarnishes easily when exposed to air. And that's a little of what we're going to do today, is look at the tarnished history of early American silver and learn more about how these objects came to be. A few of the objects in the case are more decorative or made for ceremonial purposes. On objects like tankards and porringers, families would often include genealogical details etched into the silver to mark anniversaries or to celebrate accomplishments or significant dates. Other pieces on display are designed to complement other luxury goods and materials in the home and were used with social rituals, like the taking of tea. The fact that there were silversmiths and goldsmiths in 18th century Newport also points to the success of the town and that there was a market for luxury goods like mahogany furniture, textiles, and silver. Just as having expertly crafted furniture showed off your wealth, taste, and gentility, so did silver, but even more so. Silver was worth its weight in, well, silver. It represented the literal wealth of a family. A few women were silversmiths in the 18th century, but most women's interactions with silver included cleaning silver objects or owning silver. Women often had silver as part of their dowries. They could also inherit silver. Cabinet maker John Townsend, whose work is on display throughout the museum, bequeathed, quote, six large silver spoons, my silver pepper box and cream pot, and one silver porringer marked PC to his daughter, Mary. Silver was usually transportable and traveled with immigrants as they came to the colonies. In times of economic trouble, you could easily convert your silver into its monetary value. So who made these objects, and how did they end up in the Whitehorn House Museum? Let's take a closer look.